WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dementia is a syndrome characterized by changes in memory and thinking, and the disease can advance to such a degree that persons cannot perform normal functions. I recently spoke with my friend and colleague, Dr. Pete Nelson, professor of pathology and laboratory medicine, and a faculty member at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, about a new study called LATE.
Big picture is what I think a lot of people know around the world, actually, not just the country, around the whole world know, but sometimes people even in our own little area right here in eastern Kentucky we don't know, is that the University of Kentucky is the place with the most people involved in clinical trials for dementia in the country, and it's the best place to do it. And I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on the clinical core here at the University of Kentucky Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. It's a superb location for doing the very important task of clinical trials in dementia, because that's the key change that's going to need to occur to get us to a point where we can beat dementia illnesses like Alzheimer's disease. And what I'm really super excited about is that we have new clinical trials that are coming for different types of dementia. So it turns out that dementia is complicated, sort of like cancer. There are many different types of cancer, and you need to have different diagnoses that then are followed up with different therapies. Different therapies are required for different subtypes. And so we have it in place now so that somebody can come into University of Kentucky and be evaluated for clinical trials. And now we have an exceptionally versatile group of trials that people can take. And there's a new one for a disease called LATE, limbic predominant age-related TDP-43 encephalopathy. It's sort of a mouthful. It's alphabet soup, but the point is it's late. It affects people late in life, and it causes dementia. And it's not Alzheimer's, but it has the same symptoms of Alzheimer's. But here we have a new clinical trial to treat it, and there are methods to evaluate people for their risk for Alzheimer's disease. And if you have Alzheimer's disease risk, then we can put you in a trial to try to prevent that. Whereas if you have risk for late, we can put you in a trial to prevent that too. So these are very important, I think, not just for the world, because we're going to rid the world of dementia, but also for the people here in eastern Kentucky, who it's really important to me to be able to say that these are the people that are going to be the first people, the very first people, to be treated and prevented from getting these illnesses, which robs you of memories, robs you of your spirit, robs you of yourself, and then ultimately can be lethal. So these are things that I'm very proud of that represent here at the University of Kentucky.
You know, Pete, I'm always educating my students about the different worlds of pathology. And even though you and I are both pathologists, we live in very different universes as far as our day-to-day work. But it is a great source of pride for me and everybody who knows you and knows the team at Sanders Brown, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants like Bill Marksbury, yes, back in the day, to really establish what is a unique sort of institution in the world. And you had touched base with me just last week and several others about patients that the Sanders Brown has followed for more than a quarter century.
Yes, sir. So this is what's amazing about this place. And I came here 15 years ago. I voted with my feet. I came from Philadelphia, and I came to the place that's best in the world. So I'm here because it's great. So I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on colleagues, and I'm bragging on the Kentuckians that built this place and made it great. And so I think that everybody in Kentucky should feel proud of this place. And I voted with my feet, brought my family, brought my four kids, my wife and my in-laws, and we're all here. We're happy to be here because this is the best place to be for doing what I think is interesting.
And not to blow sunshine at you, my friend, but many of us are professionally and personally delighted that you voted with your feet 15 years ago.
Well, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, Coach K in basketball. You can get good by recruiting locally, But if you want to get great, you got to recruit. And there are people here from all over the world, believe me. So it's a magnet for talent in this particular area. And we hope that it benefits the people here most of all.
And we'll post some information on our website for folks who are interested in learning more. Can you give sort of a thumbnail sketch of what somebody might expect if they do enroll in a study? How often might they see folks from Sanders Brown, that sort of thing?
That's a great question. So people would come into the clinic, and we'll give phone numbers and websites and stuff like that through what Dr. Davis just said. And we would then, if you are interested, you may come in, get evaluated like a normal clinical visit, and then you may be asked to do to get like a blood test or other tests that would enable us to say if you are at risk for developing a dementia illness. And if you are, then to put you give you a options, to give you to say these are the options that may or may not work for you. Here are the risks, here are the rewards, here are the possibilities. And then generally people who are participate as research volunteers get great care and come back about every year for reevaluation to see if they're better, if their risk does not unfold. And so that is the general idea. You come in for an evaluation, you may get some blood tests and whatnot, it's all basically what you volunteer to do.
And is there any cost associated for the folks who enroll in the study?
No, that is the key, is that you get great care and it's free. You don't pay anything. You don't get paid generally, but it's you're volunteering in a process that will hopefully make you more healthy and make the world a better place. And so make it so that we're hastening to a place where our children are not fearing the same dementia and Alzheimer's disease type of conditions that we are.
And Pete, before we part, is there anything that we haven't touched upon regarding the late study and other clinical trials that you'd want our listeners to know about?
No, I think we pretty much touched on it. The key is that this is a real gem. It was here before I got here, and that I would like for people to not only participate in it if they want to, but they should sure as heck feel very proud of it.
My thanks today to my friend and colleague, Dr. Pete Nelson, professor of pathology and laboratory medicine and faculty member at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, for talking about clinical trials and the late trial. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.